Today on Rocking the Suburbs,
Broadway show tunes, 90s R&B, hip hop, and pop.
All right, Patrick, this is exciting. We're at Woodmore Stock here in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're listening to all the music. We're seeing all the people hanging out here in the neighborhood. It's a wonderful event. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have our first just walk-up guest.
Yes!
First person who we have no prior relationship with, just came up and wanted to sit in and talk with us about music. So welcome, Frankie.
Thank you very much for having me.
How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
A year and a couple months now.
Oh, okay.
State your last name, too, as well, for the folks.
Frankie Aguila.
Aguila, okay. And you live right here in the neighborhood.
Right in the neighborhood.
And so you like Woodmore Stock. It's not a nuisance to you.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoy this.
Did you come last year?
I did.
The thing last year? All right.
I did,
So you're happy to keep it going?
Definitely, definitely.
All right. And what brings you here to our podcast? What kind of music are you into? What can we talk about?
Yeah, well, my wife and I were listening to the jazz music down the street there, and, you know, we saw this flyer saying you guys were looking for interviews and, you know, say talk, you know, music topics, and, you know, I love Broadway show tunes. I also love 90s R&B, hip-hop, and pop. So, yeah.
That's an eclectic mix.
That's for sure.
So, what was your formative music experience? Like, did you have, like, older brothers or parents who were into music who kind of got you started listening? Or did you always listen to the radio when you were younger? Or how did that work?
Definitely when I was younger, listened to the radio a lot. My mom would drive me around everywhere, and it would be her radio choice of oldies. So we're talking Beach Boys, Frankie Valli, all them.
Okay, okay. So that's but the pop part of the equation, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Now, what about the 90s hip-hop and R&B? Is that something you got into, like, when you were in high school or college? Or
Middle school, definitely.
Oh, okay.
A lot of my classmates really enjoyed that music and got me into it. So,
nice.
I grew up on Boys to Men and... You know, all them.
Very cool.
I want to get to the show tunes thing. So what attracted you to Broadway show tunes? I'm just curious.
Oh, definitely. My wife and I got into Broadway early in our marriage. And
Actually going to shows in New York or just...
Going to tours. We lived in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Very nice. I'm from Toledo.
Right. Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah. And we went to shows that were touring, really got into the music. I think it's amazing what they can do. And not only, you know, it's not like listening to a CD where, you know, these musicians, as talented as they are, they mess up, they just laugh it off and then go try again. Broadway, they're performing live.
Yes.
You know, they mess up there, everyone sees it,
yeah.
You know, so they really, the talent and the work that they put in is just amazing.
So you would see like the touring productions of different Broadway shows. Do you have some favorites?
Oh, my favorite drama is Les Miserables.
Oh. Yeah.
My favorite comedy, it always goes back and forth between Avenue Q and Something Rotten.
Okay.
Yeah. So Avenue Q is if South Park and Sesame Street meet.
So it's the puppetry
exactly,
one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
puppetry.
Yeah. Okay.
Not for kids, though. Don't let the puppets fool you.
Right. And what was the other one?
Something Rotten.
I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
It's not that well known, but I think it's hilarious. It takes place in the Renaissance in England, where these two writers trying to write shows, and they compete with William Shakespeare.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
And they end up finding a soothsayer so that they can get a leg up as to what's the next big hit. But the soothsayer is not that good. It's Nostradamus' nephew, and he tells them that the next big hit is Omelette. Not Hamlet, Omelet. So they try to write a musical about breakfast.
My days are so busy, it's making me dizzy. There's so much I gotta do. There's lunches and meetings and poetry readings and endless interviews. Got a pose for a portrait and how it's a pause sitting there for eternity. Then it's off to the inn where my innkeeper friend wants to name a drink after me. Then it's back to my room where I resume my attempt to write a hit. Just me and my beer and the terrible fear that I might be losing it. And it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's really,
it's really hard.
So very, very hard. But honey, believe me, it's hard.
It's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard.
It's so incredibly hard.
So inconceivably, unbelievably hard.
It's hard to be the bard. Honestly,
I don't know how I do it. There's only so much of me to go around. I got so many fans with so many demands, I can hardly go take a piss.
You get me.
Be a theater freak or the autograph seeker, they all want a piece of this.
Gimme, gimme.
It's a cross that I bear, I'm like Jesus, I swear it's a burden, but I suffer through it. It's all part of the game, the trappings of fame, and somebody's gotta do it.
So he does it.
And I know, I gotta go and get back to my pen and ink. Oh, don't make me do it, don't make me go through it. Can somebody get me a drink? Cause it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard.
It's really,
it's really,
really
hard.
It's sexy, but it's hard. This bar that I'm raising to be this amazing. It's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard.
It's so annoyingly hard, so unavoidably
hard. That's brilliant. And when was this made?
Not too long ago.
Oh, not too long ago. Okay.
I want to say early 2010s.
Oh,
early
that's to brilliant.
Then.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
sounds
it's
great.
Hilarious.
That
and
sounds
it's
great.
Got it's got this choreography for this one song called A Musical that, out of all the musicals we've seen, it's only twice where we've seen a standing ovation in the middle of a show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
That's very unheard of. Yeah. So, in the age of streaming, being somebody with very eclectic musical taste, what is your normal music consuming week like? I mean, do you stream stuff, or do you listen to CDs, or what kind of stuff do you do?
I listen to YouTube.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, just whatever I'm feeling at the moment, put it on. So I do have an old school iPod that has a lot of my show tunes that I like to listen to there. But yeah.
That's interesting. If you use it correctly, right, you can find pretty much anything on YouTube.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever went to look for something and come away empty-handed.
I
really don't. Even if it's just a clip of it or something, you can usually find it.
And it does definitely a good job of playing related stuff after you play the way you select it. Yeah,
and that's what's great, especially when you're looking for some of the older stuff. You say, okay, I want this song, listen to this song, and then it has, oh, I haven't heard that song in a while, or, oh, that's another good one.
Do you engage in the habit of trying to get other people to like your combination of music?
I don't try to force it because it's a very unique combination.
It really is.
But it is nice to find, you know, people who do also like, you know, say show tunes. It's an instant bond right there. It's something you have in common, so you can easily strike up a quick conversation, quick friendship with someone.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So how did you make your way from Ohio to the area of the DMV, as we call it?
Well, I met this beautiful young lady who's you know, she's beautiful and a lot smarter than I am, and she got into a PhD program in Case Western in Cleveland, and we ended up moving up to Cleveland. Then her lab moved to Miami. Then we moved to Miami.
Wow.
And then she graduated, got a job in D.C.
Wow, that's amazing. That's as good as anything.
I want to go back to Les Miserables for a second here, because I was sort of, the wheels were turning in my head, and I was trying to remember this, but I think I just saw an episode of Seinfeld, a rerun of Seinfeld, that involved one of the songs from Les Miserables, when they went to meet Elaine's father, and George had the song stuck in his head,
Master of the House. Yeah.
Was that Les Miserables?
Master of the House. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Quick to catch your eye. Never wants a passerby to pass him by.
There you go. Is that the kind of song that gets stuck in one's head?
Very easily.
Yes.
Very, very easily. And if you got a sense of humor, it's funny.
Okay.
I'll tell you, when I was young, I must have been about 10 or 11, my mom and my aunt took me to the Kennedy Center, and the first musical I ever saw was Hello, Dolly, starring Pearl Bailey.
That's a big one. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was a big one.
That's a classic.
And I remember loving it. And the only thing I didn't like about it is they made me get dressed up. So I couldn't go in, like, my jeans with patches on them and, you know, stuff like that. I had to put on nice pants and a collared shirt and a little jacket. And I did not like that part of it.
Wow.
I think something in my mind must have stuck that, like, oh, if you go to a musical, you have to dress up. And I'm not a person who does
but
that very
Pearl much. Bailey, though, man, she was a legend, right?
I know, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That voice could fill up that room,
exactly.
I bet. Exactly.
It was very memorable. Yeah, it was really cool. What, do you remember seeing the first show you ever saw?
Well, in terms of musicals, I was going to say, this doesn't go way back, but I did go to Kennedy Center a few years ago and saw The Book of Mormon.
Ah,
that's
yes.
a musical.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely need a sense of humor for that one.
Yeah.
I've been to one musical actually on Broadway,
ever. And that was, and the kids were little, we took the kids and we saw Mary Poppins there. And that was really a fantastic production.
Yeah.
It was really wonderful. So I was going to ask, have you seen any shows actually, you know, on Broadway?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I was going to say Broadway is a magical place. We've been there. The first one we saw was the Aladdin musical. Then we saw Anastasia musical, about the story of Anastasia Romanoff not remembering who she is. And we also saw Avenue Q over there, and we saw I think I'd remember better.
Do you remember, Frankie, the first musical you ever saw?
It was Les Mis.
Oh, it was Les Mis.
Les Mis was the one that got me hooked immediately.
Oh, so, man, I bet.
So the big one now is Shucked. Are you going to go see Shucked?
If I get the opportunity, definitely.
Okay, I just like saying Shucked.
It is fun to say.
No, we had a bunch of plans, seeing Broadway, but then COVID put that on hold for a bit. We really wanted to see the Beetlejuice and Mrs. Doubtfire musicals, but,
All right, now I want to get back to the one other thing you talked about, which was sort of like the 90s pop R&B stuff. And you mentioned Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm.
I think Boys to Men still has a big fan base, but I kind of feel like a lot of... I sort of feel like they're not appreciated maybe as much as they should be.
I would agree. You know, these are four guys who, just when they're singing in harmony, I almost said in sync, but I didn't want to go to another band there. when they're in harmony, it's just an amazing flow and sound that it's really hard to find.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Yeah.
What's up, man?
Boys are in effect, yeah.
It's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
That's what I was thinking. Like, to me, I would much rather listen to Boys to Men song and appreciate their music more than the big boy bands, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of those. Like, I feel like they have a little more credibility, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those other boy bands, they're, you know, marketing, they're more cash cows than musicians, you know what I mean? And, you know, they, not to take anything away from them, but, you know, just the way you were saying.
Yeah. All right. And what else of that era are you into?
Just that. Yeah. The R&B, hip hop, pop scene. I mean, you know, California Love is still the greatest rap song ever written. So, yeah.
All right, Frankie, we're going to put you on the spot. And I would hate it if somebody did this to me. But
okay.
We have a little series on our podcast called Perfect Pop. And it's where you come on and talk about one song that you just think is perfect, okay, from start to finish. Now, this is a very eclectic thing. Like, we've had from Nicki Minaj to the Beatles to Metallica. Like, it doesn't necessarily, even though the P is in the word, it doesn't have to be perfect. But what for you, if I had put you on the spot, would be a perfect pop song?
Pop song?
So, well, but it can be any song.
Any
it
song.
Could be a song from a musical.
Okay. One Day More from Les Mis.
One Day More from Les Mis. Okay.
It starts off, it's a very strong song, it's a very emotional song, and just a range of different talents music style talents mixing into one song to make something you just have to see it.
Beautiful. Well, that's going to be the first time I think that we have ever had a show tunes for Perfect Pop. Is that right, Sam? I think it will be, yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
probably, but
yes.
But it makes sense. I mean, those things are really well crafted.
Yes,
those songs for sure by some expert songwriters. You reminded me, Patrick. I forgot.
Oh,
I did
bag of questions.
I did put together a new bag of questions.
Oh,
so we
right.
like to end that with people.
Sounds good.
Just pull
Sounds
a
good.
Random question out of the bag of questions and then ask you. Okay.
All right. All right.
All right. What's the best thing to put on fries, parentheses, ketchup excluded?
Ice cream.
Ice cream
ice
on
cream.
Fries?
Vanilla. You never done the Wendy's shake with fries?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, like
that
a frosty
is delicious.
With fries. Yeah. Oh, totally. I can see
that.
That
is delicious. You get the
yeah.
sweet, you get the salty,
exactly.
all of it in there.
The hot and the cold.
That is that's probably the best answer we've ever had in the entire run
yeah,
of the bag of questions.
I would definitely say it is, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Frankie, thank you very
thank
much
you so
for hanging
much,
out
man.
With us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
All it's right. Fun. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Frankie Aguilar.
We'll talk to y'all later.
Beautiful.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time one day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be miles away. And yet with you my world has started.
I just like saying shucked.